The scripture for today is Isaiah 34:16. And it's been interesting because, as many of you know, I've not been well since Wednesday. And when I went through some eye trouble earlier in the year, I couldn't read my Bible. I wasn't getting my reading done. So I had a chunk of scripture to read, and it was very, I thought, well, I'll get it done before the end of the year because I want to finish reading through the Bible in a year. And so when I've been kind of flat on my back for the last 4 or 5 days, I decided I'm going to get those scriptures out and get caught up while I'm able to. And as I have, anxiety was probably one of the things that caused this thing to come upon me, some stress and anxiety. And as I've read in the Word, I feel like I've absolutely been bathed in His peace. It's really precious as I sit there and read all the bad news, the market taking the tumble it did on Thursday and Friday. Woo! For us retired folks, that doesn't come easy to us. Many of you know what I'm talking about. But that, all that's happening as I would turn on the news and see what's going on in Pakistan and the threat of nuclear weapons and everything, I just felt, oh my gracious, those things as I was bathing myself in the Word, because the part that I missed was the Psalms, where we were reading through several Psalms in a day. So I have been bathed in what David thought about the Lord. I've been bathed in the fact that even during hard times, he had fantastic hope in the Lord. And so this scripture that we have from our calendars today, let's stand and let's say this scripture together. Search the book of the Lord and see what He will do. And over and over and over again in the Psalms we read, things were bad, things were terrible, but look what God did. Look what God did. We have a wonderful big God. And even as we, if you get disturbed by the news or get disturbed by anxiety, go and run into the Psalms and open them and start reading, and you'll find hope, because we're going to look not what's going on around us, but what God will do. And because of that, we can worship our wonderful, 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 wonderful Lord.
Amen.
Let's do it.